July 15. Walk honestly toward them that are without, that ye may have lack of nothing. 1 Thessalonians 4:12. And the Lord said to Jacob, Return unto the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. Genesis 31:3. So Jacob came to Luz, which is the land of Canaan, that is, Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. Genesis 35:6. There was an interval about 13 years between these two events. Although Jacob left Mesopotamia immediately after God spoke to him, he did not go straight to Bethel, but halted for many years at Shechem. It was because of this partial obedience that Jacob suffered many things here. Sometimes we also, like Jacob, do not obey God fully. Jacob should have returned to his father's house earlier, but instead of depending upon God and his promises, he began to depend upon his own cleverness and set about to deceive his father-in-law. Through his scheming, all the strong cattle became his and the weaker ones, Laban's. Jacob might have argued within himself that he needed wealth for his children. There are many people who say that they have large families, and that is why they have to tell lies and take bribes. But whatever gain they may get by such means, it will never bring them any real prosperity or happiness. So even though Jacob's cattle increased, he was not at peace. Laban's children became jealous of Jacob and talked among themselves, saying that he had got all his wealth from their father by foul means. Whenever we use worldly ways to become prosperous, we must be prepared to face people's jealousy, hatred, and strife. We cannot put all the blame upon them for this, seeing that our own behavior has provoked them to jealousy. It was at this point that God appeared to Jacob again, saying, Return unto the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. Genesis 31:3. If Jacob had been an honest man, he would have frankly told his father-in-law what had happened, trusting God to make him and send him back happily with his wives, children, servants, and cattle. Instead of this, he departed secretly without Laban's knowledge. Since Jacob got his cattle by wrong means, he must have felt guilty and uncomfortable in mind, and thus his faith was weakened. Whenever you do something questionable, your faith will be weakened, and you will fall an easy prey to Satan.